Dolls, it's only series two. The studio's had a little makeover. The pineapple is fucking gone. And we're very excited. There's a lot of stuff coming up. So do me a favour and subscribe, follow, like, leave a review so you do not miss a thing. Your hair, literally, not joking, Ron, took over the internet.
I haven't spoke about this on anything.
No, I know.
And with you, I feel comfortable doing it.
Here we go. Brad's in the building.
And the police come because they thought we was nicking cars.
You were just nicking shoes.
Yeah.
I remember the officer went, what are you doing here? Like, nicking cars and that. He went, just trying to get my girlfriend back.
So this interview's been on the cards since, well, before you left for Mallorca. It is the one and only Ronnie Vinn, everybody! My dear friend, my second brother, best man at our wedding. And now, a Love Island alumni.
Yeah, mad, isn't it?
We're going to go through everything, but let's like take it right back to how I know you, mm-hmm. bit of our history. Let's fill everyone in, because that was like the big question when you were in there. Like, oh my God, that's Ronnie from Living Meets a Match. It's like your wedding. So we first met when you were Brad's first friend that I met. So
yeah,
2016.
Yeah. Was that a long ago? It was.
Yeah. What was your first impressions of me? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember. Mental. But he just loved you, didn't he, from day dot.
Yeah.
Literally. But yeah, the first impressions. Obviously, we got on track away, didn't we, me and you? And obviously, with like your pal's mate, like your missus, obviously the way you was. You're always friends, but with me and you, it was always closer, like a sister vibe.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? And I think that's how friendship has always been. I've always said to everyone, like, you're my big little sister. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, because you're a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
We won't bring that in. But yeah, that's where it's always been.
I've kind of prided myself in being someone that's always got on with boyfriends' friends, like as much as I have to. Like, some of them you have to tolerate. But me and you did, like, we hit it off really, like, early doors, like,
even
same
when,
sense of humour.
Even, like, after, it was like, I was coming to see you when he was up Manchester and, like, going out together. And we were just close like that. And obviously that meant a lot for me, obviously being Brad's best friend and obviously looking out for you, looking after you.
Yeah.
Seeing what you was up to.
No, Ronnie has, I said this on my Instagram when you were in there and everyone was going, oh my God, he's so horrible to girls. I was like, right, slow the fuck down, because I'm a girl and he's always been really nice to me, always looked after me, always kept me out of trouble on nights out, make sure I get in a taxi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then obviously over the years after coming off the show, the producers used to ring me and go, you surely got some boys to put forward for the show. And I always used to say, Ronnie would be great. Mm. He's always like, no, no. Couple other boys in the group actually went and
did,
auditioned
and
weren't successful. But you either got it or you ain't. And every year I was saying to Ron, you should do it. And he was like, no, it's not me. Because Ronnie's like not your typical Love Island contestant in the sense that, well, you literally post on Instagram like once a year.
No, I'm doing TikToks
like you've
now.
Posted more in the last week than you have since you opened your account.
I've got stories going up. I'm doing TikToks. I'm like, what am I doing now? But obviously it's all part of that lifestyle of doing
all part
it.
Of it.
So, but yeah, I never thought I was in the right frame of mind or lifestyle to do it. And I just felt it was the right time. Obviously, I'm 27 now. And obviously, being around you and seeing your lifestyle and obviously Brad, and I just thought, you know what? I would go and do it.
Let's go pre-Villa, just for context of how you got in there.
Yeah.
So he said, no, 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 I'm not going to go audition. And then at Brad and I's wedding, Ronnie was one of the best men. He did a speech. And I had quite a lot of Love Island execs at my wedding, because obviously a big part of my life. And when you came off the stage from doing one of your speeches, one of the producers said to me, he's like, "That he's going in Love Island. Like, he just has to. Like, it's just a non-negotiable now." And I think that kind of opened up your thoughts, didn't you? One of them grabbed you, didn't they, and said, will you come in? Because you still had to go in and do an audition and do all the medical, all the stuff that everyone else has to do. Yeah. You didn't get any shortcuts. But they just seen, you know, another layer to your personality. And then, yeah, it came round and you called me.
It wasn't until the whole show. Obviously, I've done a lot of filming, didn't I?
Yeah.
Even
thank
like,
you, by the way, because a lot of the other boys wouldn't.
But even sorting that out and obviously doing it with Brad and yourself, it was like, I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was for yous, which was obviously the main thing. But I thought, oh, I'd actually do something. Obviously, the speech and that, I was mic'd up and a few swear words come out. Obviously, I was so nervous. But other than that, it was when I had my first chat with Mike and he said, we'll talk, and it literally went from there.
Just for context, when he said a few swear words, so his best man speech at my wedding, I'm going to bring in, Brad's actually in the building today, I'm going to bring him in a bit so they can retell that story. But you swore every other word.
Oh, no. I never swear.
He doesn't really swear, but like, you know,
every word I was going fuck.
With every next F word that came out his mouth, it's like my mum was being shot. She was like physically, like, you know, like,
bad at it.
And then luckily my nan can't hear shit because she would have been like, what the hell? But I liked it and I was laughing a lot. My dad obviously got American accent. He was like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of F words. But everyone laughed. So post that, convinced you to go in for an audition because also they liked you, but the producer was at the wedding, liked you, but people don't understand how tough it is to get on Love Island. Like, for a start, it's like the most popular show on telly.
Yeah.
The amounts of people that apply is insane. And not is it just signed off by like one or two producers. There's like, you know, there's so many levels. So you get through one level, then they show it to their bosses and their boss is going, I don't like him, don't like her. Then their bosses have to sign off.
I didn't realise how big the production is.
It's huge.
I think I went through like 6 stages in London. I'd done all the Zooms and obviously it went really quick. And
the medical, psych.
Yeah, the medical. Obviously then I've had a little wobble, didn't I, with you a couple of weeks before and I was like, I ain't doing it.
So I was in Greece filming my new show that's coming out soon-ish. And I was on set and it's like bad signal up in this place in Greece where I was. And I had like 3 or 4 missed calls from Ronnie. I was like, that's so weird. I'm sure he's going to do his, you're going to do your video, your entrance video. And he messaged me and he said, Liv, can you call me? I can't talk to Brad about this.
Yeah.
Obviously, being like the hyper insane person I am, I'm thinking, because I don't know if our loyalty goes this far. I'm like, has Brad cheated on me?
What's he done?
Is he going to rat on his mate? Is Brad in trouble? Or just all these things ran through my head. So I call you. And when you answered the phone, your voice sounded like, I'd never heard you like that before.
Liv, he's dyed his hair blonde.
And you were like, Liv, I'm having a wobble. I went, what do you mean? And you went, I don't fucking do this. And your voice was, I'd never heard you like that.
I just had a right wobble, right? And I thought, obviously, we've always been close. And to go to Brad and say that, you'd have gone, oh, shut up, mate. Like, yeah. You're going on it. Like, so I mean? So I thought I'd go to you and you literally changed my mind because I thought I was going to pull out, yeah.
Yeah, you sounded on that phone call, like, I was worried. You were on that ledge and I was like, can I pull him back? And all I said to him was like, you will have a wobble. I had a wobble. Yeah. You kind of realise what you're doing and like the enormity of it. Mm. And I said, you'll probably have another one when you're in Spain and you'll probably have one in the villa at some point where you wake up in the morning and go, oh, I want to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just have to know that like in that moment is your emotions, your nerves are not, don't let them dictate you. I was like, if you can get past this bit, it's just a human fight or flight response.
Yeah, you was massive for me. Like obviously I needed it at the time. So thank you for that. But
we had chats about, and to be honest, all I really said to you was, be yourself.
Yeah.
Take risk. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell, I fucking retracted that after 12 days. Take risk, because, you know, you're there at dinner to make a TV show. You're not there. You haven't got that long. So if you want to do something, do it. Don't kind of, you know, I didn't expect you to take it so literally. And also just be true to yourself. Don't do anything that doesn't feel like authentically you. Did you have a sort of, like a game plan in mind, or were you just taking it just as if?
Yeah, like I didn't have a game plan. Obviously, the way the set out of it, obviously, the way I coupled up with Jess at the start, that was, I thought I was going in and you picked someone or something like that.
Yeah, because they changed
and
it, didn't
like,
they?
The first thing, was obviously the Samantha one. Like, I got on her really well.
Right, just for those people that haven't watched, so this year they did the public voted the couples together?
No, they did it in a format of like,
oh, who do you think would be the best boyfriend, girlfriend?
And I was third, so I was buzzing. Because obviously the way I walked in, everyone was like, oh, he might be this type or anything.
Yeah,
so
they
put me in third and I got coupled up with Jess.
She's a great Love Islander, I have to say. She's bringing a lot of value. But when I was watching, I was thinking, it's not your usual type of girl.
No, it's not my usual type, but I thought like the whole experience was, it's out of my comfort zone. So, and obviously I've been single for so many years now. So there's obviously something that's not right for my usual type. So I was open and then it weren't until like 2 days. I was like, no, this ain't for me.
And then it went from Jess to?
Harriet. Yeah. The thing with me and Harriet, it was like more of like, I just fancied her. Do you know what I mean? And like the way we, like our first chat was like, you're going to be dangerous for me. And
because
I was coupled up and I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, like the confidence.
Yeah. And then obviously the Tiffany, after that, it was Tiffany.
So Tiffany came in.
Yeah.
Big smile.
Cute raspberries.
Cute and hairy.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Hairy.
It wasn't until a couple of days after my phone started going mad. On TikTok, that was my first TikTok.
There's a viral sound going around from Love Island where Ronnie's talking about strawberries, no, raspberries. And he goes, because they're cute and hairy.
They're cute and hairy.
So Tiffany.
Yeah, then Tiffany.
And then she pied you?
Yeah, she sat me off, mental. Yeah. Mad, isn't it? Didn't expect that.
So then she leaves.
Yeah.
As then you had to...
And then it was like...
Revert back.
Yeah, I had a couple conversations. Obviously, what you don't see is that I was still talking to Harriet.
Yeah, it wasn't completely closed off.
Obviously, it come across, I just ended it and that was done. Like, we were still having chats and it was like that. Do you know what I mean? It weren't like completely gone. So, yeah, and then obviously I was like, what do I do? So, obviously, carried on with Harriet. And since then, it's been really good. Like, even out there, we had the date and we had loads of things that we was doing and we got a bit closer.
So you felt like you were on a good track. You were about to go into a redemption era. Because I was thinking, like, if Ronnie can now go to Casa and he can, like, keep it in his pants, this is going to be great. Yeah. Like, you could win the show.
I was honestly going to stay with Harriet and that's the way I felt it was right to do. And the way we got on and even now, like, still talking, it's been all good, so...
So you left on the public vote.
Yeah.
Big shock. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you. It was literally like, it was like a Greek tragedy in my house. I was losing my fucking mind. I was texting all the producers. They were like, let us run the show, Liv. You just worry about yourself. I was like, this is an outrage. I was like, come on, they've done this to me, bro. I was like, they haven't done it to you. I was like, but this is just wrong. Like, this is fucking wrong. Because you guys were really good.
Yeah, obviously you don't realise that on the show, though, like, at the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know anything
brutal.
That's going on.
And I just, I've like, the public vote is, like, we live in this time now where the public vote, everyone's like, it's a fix, whatever. They literally can't do that.
No,
it's, like, against the law. What the hell? But then the public got upset you left. I was like, you have to vote for your faves.
No, like the reception since coming out has been so big. And
everyone loved you.
Like, it's like, well, how have I gone? Do you know what I mean?
What's one of your best memories?
Best memories? Do you know the heart rate challenge? Yeah. You know me, I can't dance. Can I? And all I was thinking, I was going into the beach, I was going, my boys are going to put this in a group chat. It's like, I'm never going to forget that. And my outfit was so bad. It was a rock star, yeah? And I had to wear this thing and... It was like that, and I was like, I ain't wearing that. So I had to wear these red pants, and I was like, you've set me up. So then obviously you get like one or two drinks, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I was just sinking these drinks before.
Literally one or two.
Yeah, two of them I had. I was like, I need two, otherwise I can't do it. And then my music played, and I can't even remember. It was some rock star band. I was like, nah, these have set me right up. And I actually loved it.
Well, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I loved it. It was one of my best things on there. Like, I really enjoyed it.
We didn't do it on our stage. Only the boys did it. The girls didn't have to, thank God.
But yeah, the Rockstar outfit, I thought yous are going to just batter me.
I know.
I ain't looked back in the group chat since I've come out. So I had about 10,000 messages, but I won't read them.
How much online stuff have you read from like the time when you were in there? Because this is different now. They don't let you have social media.
Do you know what? 98% of what I've read has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like the support and everyone, like the way I've come across is me for just being me. And like people have loved it. And then the 2% have just been about my hair.
Yeah.
And I've seen some bits like are brutal. But for me, like, I haven't spoke about this on anything.
No, I know.
And with you, I feel comfortable doing it.
Like, your hair, literally, not joking, Ron, took over the internet.
Yeah.
Like, on every single app.
It's not all wig, by the way.
I have people I didn't even know messaging me going, hiya, how you been? Just a quick one. What is the deal with Ronnie's hair? Yeah. I was like, the fuck is this?
Mad, isn't it?
So, from your side, what is the situation with the hair?
So, my hair, like, my hairline... If I ain't got this powder in, my hairline's back in me all cut.
Fuck. Yeah?
Is that bad?
I've never seen you without... Yeah. So what is it use?
I use like a topic fibre.
Like a hair fibre?
Yeah, so obviously when I wash my hair and that, it's like nothing. So like my hair's there, obviously.
Yeah.
But like it just fills in like the little gaps and that.
So what is it? Receded back?
Yeah. So these bits are like quite far back. Do you know what I mean? So they're not that far. It's not that bad. But I've always used it for the
Because they never showed you doing your hair and they never showed you like in the shower.
Yeah.
Is that because, did you ask them not to show it?
No, everyone I spoke to about it, like boys and girls, like if they asked me, I said, look, this is what I use. Like, I was so open about it. And that's why I was surprised that the show didn't use it, because where it was such a big thing, like not covering me, but they could have been like, well, look, he's doing it in front of everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It weren't like I was running off and putting the powder in and coming back going, well, whoa, look at me now. Do you know what I mean?
Because I thought maybe if he's self-conscious about it, is he doing his hair in the toilet and then they're like, we can't show it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what I was saying to Brad, because I was trying to understand, but they obviously thought they were protecting you in a way, but in a way it made like a bigger narrative,
yeah.
I think.
It weren't until obviously then I come out and see like the big thing on it, but like how long I've known you, I've probably used this for like 7-8 years.
Well, I always knew you used like something in your hair, because you always used to joke when we were throwing drinks around in clubs and that, like my bonnet. Like,
if it rains, I'm fucked.
Men losing their hair. It's obviously a massive issue. And I feel like there must be something in the water, because I feel like everyone our age is losing their hair more than before.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But it must be tough. And I feel like it's something so many men go through. It's so relatable.
Yeah.
Like even like Brad's hair is thinner than it was. Do you know what I mean? And I know it like bothers him. And people just get on. Like if I post a picture that, oh, his hair looks thinner. Mm. It feels like there's a weird social norm to like mock men's hair loss.
Yeah.
Which like you definitely wouldn't mock a woman who's their alopecia, well, I hope you wouldn't. So I feel like it's something that it's actually kind of good to bring awareness to it. And I think, so many people relate to that.
I think it opens up like doors also for other people, like I haven't got strong barnets of doing stuff. Do you know what I mean? But like, but I feel like obviously I knew it could have got picked up like it did, but
yeah,
I feel like it opens up avenues to other people, and I think people just embrace it. Like
you're like, I've gone on Love Island with a weak hairline. I nicked every bird, so
it works, doesn't it? Put a bit of topic in your barnet and you can nick a few birds.
So what's the plan then with the barnet? Are you happy? I mean, you do all right.
You know what, since I come out, the people that I've been using for years have sent me loads of stuff, so I'm buzzing.
Would you ever do anything?
I've spoke to obviously a few people that want me to get it done. I think I will.
There's some boys in the group, like some boys in you and Brad's group, have had their hair done the last couple of years. And I did say to you before, I was like, why don't you do it? And you're like, literally, I can't bother.
Yeah, like where I've been using this obviously hair stuff, no one's really ever known, and it's so, I'm just so used to it. So for me to change, obviously, like I said, I probably will get it done, but I'm in no rush to get it done.
The other narrative on Instagram was that they're like, does he sleep sitting up so he doesn't mess up his hair?
That was a football thing. Like,
and I was like, no, he slept at my house with Brad, to clarify. He sleeps sitting up. The guy is it's like a Dracula. Yeah. Like,
so sleep up. Apparently it's really good for your face.
It's really, I try myself to be as upright as I can at all times.
And in the villa, everyone's like, waking up, staring at me.
You're like this.
I'm like, ooh. But yeah, that's why I've done it. For the last 2-3 years, I've done it. First night I got in bed with Jess and that, I was like, this is going to be a bit weird. Like,
I need all the pillows.
Yeah. She's laying like that, sore neck and that. And she was cracking up and everyone was like cracking it at the end. But looking in, like everyone, it was a mad thing as well with my hair. That I slept like it and they think I'm a vampire and that. I'm not, I promise.
One person that wasn't bothered by your hair, Harriet, the Hun.
Yeah.
What is the status of your relationship?
She loves me.
She does, doesn't she?
She's a good girl, man. Obviously it was a mad roller coaster in there with her, but it like put us in good stead to that last week and a half. And since we've been out, we're still together. Like, I don't know how to say it, because obviously you're coupled up in there, yeah?
Yeah.
So everyone thinks you're in a couple.
Yeah.
Obviously we're not, but we are with each other, like seeing each other. I'd say seeing each other.
So you're not like,
I'm not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
But like, we are seeing each other and like, we've been out on dates since the villa.
So you're basically seeing how things go.
Yeah, and seeing how things are going. So yeah, things are going really well.
So Brad and I will get to meet her soon.
Yeah, she wants to meet.
I did speak to her on FaceTime, said a little hello when you went after sun.
Yeah. So
she seems like a nice girl.
We have to have our first double date. I don't think we've ever done a double date before, have we?
No, we have not. And what's the next couple of weeks looks like? You're busy?
Yeah, really busy. I've got loads of like PRs on. Are they PRs or PAs?
PAs. Personal appearances.
Yeah.
So in nightclubs.
Nightclubs.
That sounds really fun. Do you know what? My agent's in the room. I was never allowed to do any PAs because they said that I wouldn't be able to behave myself.
Oh, don't blame them.
She said, Liv, it's not worth the money for you to get up on a stage in a club in Wrexham and get both your tits out. Let's just keep you in daylight hours.
Yeah, she's so looked after you well, hasn't she?
I never got to do a PA. She's still on my dream list. Maybe I could like feature
you can come
one
on
of
me.
Yours. Yeah.
I'll get you on the next one. Is that all right, Brad?
I'll show.
You'd be like, take her.
Speak of the devil. Should we bring him in for a little chat?
Come on, Bradley.
He's actually in the building today, guys. Husband at work. And seeing as that the reason me and Ronnie are friends is actually because of this man. And he feels right to bring him in for a little chat. Here we go. Brad's in the building. Do you feel like I've just tried to retake ownership over your best pal?
Because
I feel like he's like my best friend now also.
What, because now he's been on Love Island, now he's your best
friend? Oh my God, no. I've always loved Ronnie. We've been like this since day one.
Yeah, close.
Ronnie, tell us the story that you used as the speech at our wedding.
Obviously, I knew how much he loved you.
And so at this time, I'm dating Chris Hughes, yeah. For context. It's post-Love Island. I'm living in my flat in Surrey. I'm dating Chris.
And we were in London, weren't we? And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're having a Chinese, and all he's doing is like texting you, whatever. So then he leaves, and I can see him at a cash point getting money out. So then I'm like, what is he doing? So I've gone over to him, like, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to Liv's house. I went, all right, that ain't really the best of that ideas, but do you want me to come? And he was like, yep, come on in. So we got in a cab from there to yours, and that's far, isn't it, at the time?
About an hour and a half, yeah.
And then, obviously, we was, like, lagging. So then the time we
there's
got...
There's loads you went there.
Yeah, it ended up being five of us that got in a cab. So he was like, you're going, we're going. So he was like, Brad, I was like, four of us coming. So we was all in the black cab, weren't we? So then, obviously, at the time, it was the funniest idea ever, like, we're going to your ass to go and win you back and all that. And then the time we got to yours, we're all sober thinking, what the fuck are we doing? So then obviously we got out, me and Brad, I'm like hiding behind a wall. So I was like, I ain't going in, like, why do you want me to go in? And he was like, no, I'll go in. So then he got through your code. And the next thing I was just here, bang, bang, bang on your door. But I'm thinking, please don't be in. Do you know what I mean? In case like it was there, like what could have happened? Obviously no one was in.
Yeah, so guys, thank God for some reason we weren't, I don't even know where we were, but we weren't, by pure chance, we weren't there.
No.
Thank God.
So then obviously I went in to get him and he just still wasn't leaving. So I was like, oh, fuck him, I'm going to leave.
Because I lived in an apartment, so Brad had the code from pre-Love Island to go into the building and then you go in and my front door was obviously locked. He's in the corridor, isn't he?
Yeah.
But not, can't get into my actual flat.
Next thing he comes out. No banter, with 15 pairs of shoes.
So I had a shoe rack in my corridor of my building that was, not inside my flat, but inside the corridor, because obviously anyone normally is getting in there without the code.
No, and then he come out with the shoes, and I remember him just throwing them. He was tying them up, and one of them like had about 100 knots in, didn't it? Mm. I think it's still there now, that shoe.
So the next day, me and Chris return to the flat, and we're walking. So where my car used to be parked, and you just like you walk along the river to go back to my thing. He's like obviously clocked, and they were all his shoes because you didn't touch any of mine. So as we're walking along, he's like, "That's my shoe. That's my shoe. Oh my God, that's my shoe." And then we got back, and he realised that none of my shoes had been touched. And I was like, "Oh, like so good." Mm. I genuinely was confused, and I thought, obviously, it's just someone's kid in the building. Would never believe, obviously, it was a full grown adult. So I call me and Brad this time. I know it's not very good, but we at this time were speaking a little bit, and I said, "Oh my God, you never believe the latest drama that's happening today." And told you, and Brad went, "Oh, that's so weird." Didn't tell me it was. When did you tell me it was you? A good year later.
It was a long time after.
"Oh, I'm so embarrassed." Because I was going, "What? Sorry, who's got the time?" I was like, "I hope it's a child." And Brad goes, "Yeah, it's definitely a child. Like, an adult wouldn't have done that."
I sent them screenshots into our group chat. Yeah.
Of me?
For ages. Yeah. We was always asking, "Does Liv know yet?" He was like, "No, don't ever say that." And then one night he came up to me, I think, and he was like, "Liv knows." Like, oh no.
So going back to that story, we got there at like 3 o'clock in the morning, done that, and our other friend got chucked out the taxi that was waiting with the taxi, and we couldn't get a taxi back from there.
Uh-huh.
And the police come because they thought we was nicking cars.
You're just nicking shoes.
Yeah.
I remember the officer went, what are you doing here? Like, nicking cars and that. He went, just trying to get my girlfriend back.
They left, and then we like, sat, yeah, right? Do you remember we sat outside, like, your road to, it must have been, like, half eight, 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We was all arguing with each other by the end.
It was all spooning each other on the side of the road.
It was freezing.
Freezing.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Did you feel like you were going to die on the side of the road?
Yeah, it was bad. If it rained, my hair would have run.
Now Brad's in the building, and you look, you're quite comfortable on the sofa.
Yeah.
We could maybe talk about doing a whole episode together.
I can do that.
Do you want to check your sketch?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll check my calendar for you.
While you check it, we'll do the box of wrong. So, Brad, you will experience this if I get you on an episode. But, Ronnie, this is going to be my box of wrong. So, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. My box of wrong. And in there are statements which are wrong, right, or so wrong they're right. But first, do you have a statement to share with me?
I have mayo on every food.
Just wrong.
Really?
Disgusting.
I had it on your roast dinner.
I know. The first thing he said to me when I put the roast down, have you got mayo in? Like, mayo across the whole, I was like, off the whole of the dinner.
It's good mayo, don't it?
What it do is, you, but not he with, puts mayo.
I like mayo, but you put it on spaghetti bolognese and stuff like that.
The only thing I don't have it on is cereal. That's weird.
So what, name some things that you put mayo on.
Harriet.
Oh my God!
No, I'm joking. Not Harriet. Yeah, no, not Harriet. Yeah, and cereal. Wouldn't put it on cereal.
So what would you put it on?
I have it Indian? With toast. Indian.
Toast?
Toast. Chinese.
Pizza?
Pizza. Pizza, yeah. Everything.
Pizza.
Roast dinner.
Everything you can think of, yeah.
Everything.
That's... Even like in a restaurant, like a pub lunch. Like,
yeah. Do you know when it's like an awkward, nice restaurant you go to?
Sausage and mash. Got mayo, and gravy. Like... Yeah.
All right, I've got my own bottle.
Why? Why? What is it about mayo you love so much?
I just love it.
It's mad, isn't it?
It goes well with all foods.
To me, that's just wrong.
Mm.
Bad.
I like mayo.
So wrong, it's right.
Yeah. Oof. I agree.
Thank you.
Let's do this. Brad, seeing as you're here, you two can debate them together.
Okay.
Dabbling with another girl in Casa Amor when you're happily coupled up.
No, that is so wrong.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I disagree.
Sorry?
Because, no, you're...
What the
you're,
hell are you smoking, Joe?
You're not in a relationship with this person. Like, you just...
You're happily coupled up and she thinks...
But if you think that girl, you're going to be happier with that girl, then why would you not?
But I guess the point of this is like you're not going to recouple. You're going to go back to your original couple. So what's the point? Because a few of them have done that this series, like the Candy Boy did.
How far you are in that relationship.
The Candy Boy was lips in everyone and then went back to her.
Yeah. I mean, it depends how far into a relationship you are. Because you are in there for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hmm.
God, fucking me. So wrong? Wrong, it's right? Wrong?
Wrong, it's right.
Texting multiple people at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah. I think...
If you're single, what? You have to speak to one person.
Okay.
What, do you not agree?
No, but
that is hard to do that. I think you have a talent. It is. Don't like you send the same chat.
It's admin, isn't it?
Yeah, like what you're up to, what you're up to, what you're up to, what you're up to. And then they all reply and then you just copy and paste everything.
Yeah, but if you're in a relationship or seeing someone, then it's wrong. But if you're single, you've got to be allowed to speak to multiple people, no?
Mm.
If you're single.
Yeah.
I'm disassociating.
If you're single, I obviously do used to talk to lots of boys when I was single.
I used to talk to lots of girls, so.
Yeah, I Come definitely talked to more boys than you talked to girls.
I talked to way more girls.
I was a slag.
Same.
Ghosting a situationship.
Oh, yeah.
Ghosting. You are Ronnie's like ghost. Houdini.
Yeah.
He just disappears.
Where is he, though?
These girls are like, where's he gone? I'm like, save yourself. I think there's never an excuse for ghosting. You should always just, you can send a message and say, we don't want the same things. Mm. You can just see yourself out. I don't think there's ever a need to disappear on someone.
Yeah, it's rude.
I agree. Right? It is rude.
So he's saying it's wrong.
Have you ghosted someone?
Yeah.
So you think it's right?
Yeah,
no, right. No, I'd still say it's wrong.
But you shouldn't have done it.
But you should, so wrong, it's right.
It's just easy, isn't it? Sorry. Like, I'm saying sorry for me to you, but I'm not telling you that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're just saying sorry, like, to women generally, but...
Sorry.
Having a fake Instagram to watch someone's stories. You've done that?
We have done that, yeah.
Whose?
Oh, this is years and years ago.
He had an account, and then I got it from him.
Four of us had it, yeah. I think, in
what, you used to share it?
And then the top search
four
used to
of us
be
had the same
Olivia
account.
Atwood. Yeah. What was it called?
Mowgli.
Mowgli, that was it. Mm.
So what would you use it to look at girls without them seeing you've looked?
Yeah.
I used to look at you, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you look at?
Oh, I don't know. Just fun. Just like my own photos and that.
Do you know what? I'm a bit more of a freak in the streets. I just watch from my main account.
Mm.
I've never had a ghost account. Loads of the girls have. I've always found it scary because the risk of being caught on that is way more embarrassing, I think, than just watching it. Do you know what I mean?
So many of them that I don't know.
So many of my friends, like you say, I would occasionally be like, oh, give me that, your phone, to look at something. Liking other girls' Instagram pictures when you're in a relationship.
No, that's wrong.
Really? They're nodding in sync. It's hilarious.
It is wrong. Of course it's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm willing to die on this hill. I think it's disrespectful. It's like if I liked a boy's, you know, he's in the sea with a six pack.
I think you're giving attention to that person and why are you doing it? Do you know what I mean? Like, and as a geezer, if a girl like that who's got a fella, I'd like be like, well, what are you interested? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gives the wrong impression. Yeah. And I think people that try and like really like fiercely defend it, grow up. You don't need to, like, why do you need to lie? Some people boys get really bent out of shape on this on Instagram, and it's normally the ones that don't like their girlfriends. So all the signs are there. That was fun.
It's good. Really enjoyed it.
My angel, what a treat. Who would have thought it after all these years? Got you on the show. We didn't get you on. Convinced you to do the show.
Yeah.
And now on my podcast, and now, you know, you're going to take over the world.
Yeah, take over.
Carry on the legacy.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very proud of you. I think you conducted yourself amazing, and you're a great Islander. And I know we all wish you were still in there.
No, thank you. And thank you for everything you've done for me, both of you. No, I appreciate you both.
Always. We love you.